Methanol Mapping in Cold Cores, Testing Model Predictions, by Anna Pununova et al. Chemical models predict that in cold cores gas phase methanol is expected to be abundant at the outer edge of the CO depletion zone, where CO is actively adsorbed. CO adsorption correlates with volume density in cold cores, and, in nearby molecular clouds, the catastrophic CO freeze-out happens at volume densities above 10 to the power of 4 cm3. The methanol production rate is maximized there and its freeze-out rate does not overcome its production rate, while the molecules are shielded from UV destruction by gas and dust. Thus, in cold cores, methanol abundance should generally correlate with visual extinction that depends both on volume and column density. In this work, we test the most basic model prediction that maximum methanol abundance is associated with a local AV4 mag in dense cores and constrain the model parameters with the observational data. With the IRM 30m antenna, we mapped the CH3OH 2:1 and 3:2 transitions towards 7 dense cores in the L1495 filament in Taurus to measure the methanol abundance. We use the Herschel Spire maps to estimate visual extinction, and the C180 2:1 maps from Tafalahakkar 2015 to estimate CO depletion. We explored the observed and modeled correlations between the methanol abundances, CO depletion, and visual extinction varying the key model parameters. The modeling results show that hydrogen surface diffusion via tunneling is crucial to reproduce the observed methanol abundances, and the needed reactive desorption efficiency matches the one deduced from laboratory experiments. This was Methanol Mapping in Cold Cores, Testing Model Predictions, by Anna Pununova et al.